LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Hello, everybody. It's Health and Balance here and the Arthur family. We got Dr. Gary Arthur.
Yeah, in the house.
And we got my brother, Raya.
Greetings.
Oh, we are going to have fun today. We're so excited to be with all of you. We're going to share some of our favorite tunes. We're going to share some health tips. And we're going to most of all be raising money for KX93.5, which is our local, wonderful radio station. We're so blessed to have them in town.
Local and live.
Oh, yeah. So we would love your support today. If you can be calling in throughout our show, saying hello and giving some donations to this amazing place, that would be wonderful. So we're going to give you the number right off the bat so you can know where to call and where what to do. So it's 949-715-5936. Call in and raise some support. So I am going to give the mic over to Dr. G. And Dr. Gary, can you just explain who you are? You've lived in town for so many years. Health and Balance has been here 30 years. You've treated so many people. You're known all over the beach. You've sang all over the place. Give us a little bit of your story.
Well, I'm mostly famous for my gorgeous wife, Lisa, who's my favorite doctor. And then my kids basically have kind of continued on in the community vibration and making a difference in a positive way. And, you know, my wife and I moved down here in 1987. We didn't want to move back down to Southern California. We had been living in Santa Cruz since 1980, and we had an opportunity. And Lisa had grown up in Corona del Mar. She goes, you know, I think we're really going to like Laguna. I said, yeah, but it's still Southern California. And then we got here, and we go, oh, we can do Laguna. We went to the Sawdust opening party and then saw all the colorful people of Laguna and said, we can do this. So ever since then, you know, we've been focusing on what people really want and what they need with their health, and just come alongside them, help them get there as quickly and cost effectively as we possibly can, and bringing in naturopathic medicine, applied kinesiology, chiropractic, and now joining forces with Dr. Marcela Dominguez and Rochelle Rodriguez, who's a family nurse practitioner, with Dr. Jordan Martin, another chiro, and our incredible team of massage therapist Michael Cook and James Vaughn, and then true and trusty one, Dirk Ringstad, has been with us for 20 years, and Noah Raddick, and now Josh French and Mitchell. We just got a great team there. Teresa, Maria's been helping us here. That's who you've been listening to, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Call her baby Momo.
Not anymore. Yeah, we got a good team. It's fun. We have a lot of fun at Health and Balance. We miss Raya being there.
I just want to say that both of you guys have just incredible radio voices.
Wow, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to you both. I was like, wow. I wish I could have a voice that incredible.
Yours sounds just
on
par.
The cadence, the way that you guys carry, just perfect.
Wow,
just
thank you. Perfect. I think it's my first time on a radio show. How about you?
Second time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I remember almost throwing up outside because I was so nervous to talk with everybody over live air.
We have a caller.
All right.
Hello. Anyone there?
Hello.
Hello.
Who do we got?
Oh, this is Kevin Carr from Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin from Minnesota. Can you really turn on the accent for us here in Southern California? Because we forgot what you sound like.
Oh, you bet your bottom dollar. You know, just down here in Minnesota, husking some corn and shoveling some snow. just curious if you guys are staying warm over there.
Oh, yeah, we're staying warm. But the bigger question is, are you staying warm?
Yeah, is the country of Minnesota still warm right now?
No, it's absolutely freezing. I tell you what, this morning just got back ice fishing, caught myself some walleye. Going to be doing some deep fry fishing here tonight, so it'll be a good night.
Nice.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, we sure miss you over here in Laguna.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
Do you have any stories from Health and Balance during your time here?
Oh, man, Health and Balance is a great time. I remember heading over there during your guys' free night, the community night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think Dr. D just hooked me up real nice and explained everything that I needed to know moving forward on for my personal health. Very helpful. I think that community that you guys do is very cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks, bro. It was fun having you there. I know you helped us out a little bit too, helping move people through the system. And
Kevin was a model, actually, for us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He yes. was a model. Yeah.
Incredible model. You're
famous. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a Graston photo, and he had his shirt mm-hmm. off, and I think all the girls were... Oh, we got a lot more followers after that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, guys. I didn't want to bring it up, so I'm glad you did that.
It's amazing.
We're looking for a Speedo model. Can you come over in another month or so for a good Speedo session?
You been doing your push-ups, man?
Yeah, I still do push-ups. The only problem is I have all that walleye I've been eating that the belly's a little round, so I might have to, you know.
We'll give you 6 months.
Back to stay warm in winter, so I gotta get my beach bod before I get back into that.
Oh, yeah. We'll give you a couple months. You'll be right back at it.
All right, bro. We love you, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you bet.
Enjoy all right, Kev.
Bye. Blessings.
All right. So anyhow, we are so happy to just be part of the Takeover team, to just bring the local community in here and help to raise some money for this incredible radio station that's been funded by people that just like you that can help out. And all you got to do is call this little number, 715-5936.
Oh,
five
yeah.
bucks, 10 bucks, 200, whatever you feel like doing just to help keep it live and local.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to tune in to one of Dr. G's favorite songs. Which one is this?
Well, this is In My Life. You know, people come and go in your life, and one of my best friends just had a stroke, and you start thinking about how tender and kind those moments are with your friends and family, and so I figured we'll pull this one out.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall.
Right, that song goes out for Big Dave King, my buddy from Santa Cruz, who just had the stroke. He's in critical condition, ICU, but he's going to make it through. So put out a big prayer for Big Dave King, one of the kindest, most wonderful men in all of Santa Cruz, and he's the godfather of my kids. I'm the godfather of his, so put a prayer in for Big Dave King.
My dad and Big Dave used to play in volleyball tournaments, and they would announce every team by their last name, so... When they were announced, it would be, you know, Garfunkel and Simon versus King Arthur. So it was like, okay, which team are you going to pick here? And every once in a while, they let me play when I was like 5, and Big Dave, who's 6'8", would literally pick me up and put me on his shoulders and then let me crush the ball on the opposing team.
You were crushing at 5.
Oh, crushing.
It was called Raya Goes Big. So I'd set the ball real high. He'd pick Raya up and let him hit it. He actually played one game with us in the tournament, and we won.
So good. So today we wanted to share some health tips with you. We are coming from Health and Balance. So we have these 12 tips that we basically give for the healthiest you. So we're going to start with a couple of them. Dr. G, what's number one?
How to not need to see a doctor very much.
Oh, interesting. That's good.
What a concept. Being healthy, these are like just basic 12 wisdoms. The first one is fix what's wrong. You know, take inventory, see what's going on. Think about, what do you really want to do? What do you really need to do? I mean, if you were just to do something, why would that be a benefit to you? Why would that be a benefit to the people that love you and are hanging out around you? If you felt better, would you be more fun to be around? If you were out of pain, do you think everybody else would like being around you a little bit more? Just something to think about. Just think about fixing what's wrong. There's lots of people to help you. Great professionals here in this town of all kinds of disciplines. And of course, you know, we would love to come alongside you and help you get whatever you're looking for.
Mm. Well, that's what I love, what you and Mom do at Health and Balance, is really looking at, you know, the underlying cause, the root issue of our health challenges, because, you know, we can have pain or health issues that we're working through, and, you know, it can be easy to take a pill or just kind of put a Band-Aid on it. But when you really get to the root and fix what's wrong, that's when you find lasting relief. So I think it's appropriate that that's, you know, our first health tip is really looking at what's causing this and how can we go from there.
And, you know, one of the simple things to think about is that our bodies were really made to heal themselves.
Sounds like we have a caller.
Oh, caller coming in.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Dave Rubel.
Dave Rubel.
Yeah, Dave.
Amazing.
Rubel.
Hello.
I'm ready to pony up.
All right, buddy. Thank you. How do they go about actually making a donation here? How do we do that?
Well, they're going to go ahead and put you on hold after the call, and then they're going to take your info and everything like that. So we just want to say thank you so much for being a part of it and calling in and being part of this wonderful community event.
Rubel. You're welcome, you guys.
Rubel Jewelers, how long have you been downtown there on Forest?
Since 2004.
And wow. Had your dad had been in this business too, hadn't he?
Grandparents.
And wow. And where was their other shop?
So there's been a few of them, but my grandparents settled in San Bernardino in 1928.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They met in Los Angeles 90 years ago.
Wow. And you know, every time awesome. I go to get something for my wife, where do I go? Rubel's.
You always come see me.
Yeah.
Well, I think your son was actually Mo's first boyfriend in like second grade.
That is very true. He was.
Every once in a while, a big old high five on the, the playground.
Yep. That was the extent of our relationship, high fives. It was wonderful. So good. Yeah, tell Mikey I say hello.
I absolutely will.
I told him no lip locks until she's older.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in.
He was terrified, believe me.
All right,
you guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for doing this today.
Sure
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, thank
all right.
you.
Okay.
Great. All right, thanks.
Okay. All right.
So, the other thing we were just talking about, the body was made to heal itself. Got another call? All right, we're coming in.
They're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh, sorry.
All right. The body was made to heal itself. You cut yourself, you know, it bleeds, a scab forms, it falls off. That's the way that things are supposed to work. You think about the fact that two cells came together, and then 9 months later, out came the masterpiece, you, right? And that there's 647 functions of our liver. Every second, 2.5 million red blood cells are made. 2.5 million. Every second, 250,000 white blood cells are made every second. And that's how
right
our
now.
Body's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what interferes with our body's ability to heal? You know. What's the big
stress.
Word?
Stress.
Kills.
Who is stressed out there?
Yes.
Do you feel stressed?
Yes.
Yes. Well, then you're interfering with your body's ability to heal.
That's right. And stress can come not only just emotionally, but it can be structural stress from injuries we've had, and we heal with distorted postures, or, you know, chemical stress because we're inflamed, or we don't chew our food and we need Tums because you have, you know, I mean, come on, mm-hmm. where else?
So you're using this term in a broader sense than what stress. We kind of use it for daily.
Yes, because mm-hmm. it can be in four different systems.
The well, chemical, let's talk about that.
The chemical, the structural, the emotional, and the electromagnetic, like the acupuncturists work with.
Mm.
And stress in any one of those areas can interfere with our body's ability to heal.
Yeah, so we're not one-dimensional. We have many different facets to our health.
And it's an integrative approach to healing. It's an integrative approach to understanding how to get well. And I want to really put down just a recommendation to go to Netflix and watch the movie Heal. H-E-A-L, incredible. It talks all about the mind-body component and how people heal and regenerate their body when they just watch it happen in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
So there's the integrative term is thrown out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help tease that out for some people?
Well, you know, Dr. Marcelo Dominguez came to me and talked about potentially getting together and bringing more of the integration of the disciplines from medicine and standard Western medicine with the chiropractic component that we do, with all the naturopathic applied kinesiology type of work, with mind-body medicine with a technique that we do called neuroemotional technique, which is based on 3,000 years of Chinese research and how the body holds onto emotions, with stimulating the body with lasers and acupuncture circuits and things like that. So it's really bringing together the disciplines under one system and then trying to really help the person get what they're looking for as quickly and cost effectively as possible, and also not missing something. So that's why it's so nice to have a medical team that can, you know, cover the bases for us medically as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So that's good.
That's integrative.
Well, let's give them their first practical health tip and then we'll head on over to another song. So number one is hydration. It's so important to drink water. It's important for every aspect of our health. So a quick way to know how much water you should drink is to drink half your body weight in ounces a day. So if you're, you know, 150 pounds, then you drink 75 ounces of water a day.
You're good.
Stay hydrated. Oh, thank you so much. I am a math tutor.
Wait, what? Can you give us a little? What did you do in high school? What was your little math moment?
I just got the award for, you know, math student of the year in calculus. But it's okay.
In Orange County? Or
No, just at the high school. Just at the high school.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. So, anyways, proper hydration helps to decrease fatigue, increase energy, decrease cancer risk, decrease pain, and increase memory. So, drink your water. And we're going to...
Safe.
Yeah.
Skipper.
The next song.
Talk about it.
The next song. Who knows
Skipper Carrillo? This is a little song I wrote about him. I mean, how many times has that guy lifted you up just seeing him, being with him? I was walking down to the beach one day, and I see Skipper walking around, and he goes, "You have a home run day," and he gives me a big hug. And
what year was this?
When I went and got inspired to write the song, that was in 1996. But I had known him as soon as I moved to town. He's like our icon in this town, the most incredible guy. To me, you know, people say, well, tell me about Skipper. Well, he's the closest thing to Jesus Christ, Rain Man, Santa Claus, and Don Drysdale.
All rolled up into one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The fact is, he lives his life in a baseball metaphor. We did a music video about him. CBS did a special on him, and we wrote this song, and we got it played at Angel Stadium and Dodger Stadium. We got the song all the way to Major League Baseball, and they really wanted to do it, but it was, since the name of the song is Have a Home Run Day, that was the year that they were breaking all the home run records with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. So the problem was is that these guys were actually...
They were juicing.
And so they had to separate themselves from the home run. So the timing wasn't just quite right. But after I saw him, I went over to my buddy Wave's house, who sells records over at the Sound Spectrum. You got to go over there and get your tunes.
Go see Wave.
And so I just said, that guy just lifted me up, like not literally by strength, but lifted my spirits up. I said, I got to just write that guy a song. So here it goes. Have a home run day.
it your best, make it your best. Give it all you got, don't worry about the rest. Have a home run day, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have a home run day, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Have a home run day, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah. Have a home run day, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Have a home run day, have a home run day, have a home run day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a home run day, have a home run day, have a home run day, have a home run day.
Man, there it was. There it was, have a home run day. That was Love Tribe. Dr. G's band from 90s, early 2000s.
Yep.
He had some all-stars in that band.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just hear a little bit about your Love Tribe days, your music days.
Well, it started off as just a garage and band and a party band at people's houses. And then, fortunately, some really good people like Kevin Smith started playing bass with us after Sal D'Onofrio got us started. And Kevin Smith plays every Thursday night at the Sandpiper with World Anthem. And then some of the other guys from World Anthem decided to come help me out. Jelani Jones, who's just a legendary icon. And Ronnie Pringle, Ron I, was nice enough to, lend a couple of musicians to me now and then. And we would, play one night with him and one night with me. And it's been a lot of fun. And then... Boy, Billy Sherman has played with us, and it's just been such a great ride. We rode good and strong for quite a while, and it was fun. We got to have mainlined at the Coach House and opened for Steel Pulse.
We opened for Steel Pulse?
Uh-huh.
Dude. Yeah.
And
pretty
we opened
epic.
For Gregory Isaacs at the Galaxy Theater.
I remember that night. I was in like fourth grade. I wore my... purple velvet Vans. I thought I was the man. But also like a little bit secretly self-conscious, like, are these like cool? But anyways, hey, who was on that sax solo? Because
Morera was rocking on that sax, and Bobby DeMalion, Mark Lorbach, Mike Torge. It's just been so fun. Phil has come along and played with us, and it's been awesome. And
so
we still do some fundraisers. We'll probably do something coming up here. Hey, I was thinking, should we just go through a couple health things? Because I know time is just running away.
The time is short.
It's moving.
I want to thank everybody. People have already been calling in, making some donations. If you do call in, we'll just, we'll put you on hold for a second. We'll start another song and take the donations. Thank you so much for everybody that's helping out.
Yeah, and you can continue calling in at 949-715-5936 and continue contributing to 93.5. We just love this radio station and all they do for our town. So we are going to share another health tip for you. This one's all about nutrition. So what are some things, Dr. Gary, we can do to help with our nutrition?
Well, some of the latest things is really revolves around controlling our blood sugar. And there was the Zone that came out in the early 90s, and now people went to paleo, and now it's more keto, and now there's intermittent fasting.
Why would you want to help your blood sugar?
Well, because the blood sugar, when you have a spike in your blood sugar, it starts an inflammatory process, and it releases stress hormones, cortisol, and this inflammation is really our number one killer. It actually also signals our body to start producing extra fat in our bloodstream. So that insulin rush to bring the glucose levels down is what's so diabolical to our system.
So you're saying there's a big connection with what you eat and the way that you feel. And
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think that's true. You could say that again.
Just control it. Control it. Get good proteins. All your proteins, your meats, fish, try to have it all grass-fed, organic.
Why would you do that?
Well, because the other stuff's pumped with estrogens. And if you want to turn... another thing on blood sugar is that blood sugar, if your blood sugar goes high, for men, if you let your blood sugar go high or you drink too much without protein in your system, you're going to turn your testosterone into estrogen. That's called aromatization. And for women, their estrogen levels are going to aromatize into testosterone. And it's not a good balance. I mean, men are supposed to be men, women are supposed to be women. And I see so many young men, sometimes we just go like, where's the testosterone in these guys? You know, there are good looking women out here that need to be lassoed and, you know, taken away and get married and start a family. Chop, chop, men.
Oh, yes.
Youngsters.
Very true.
Eating too much chicken. It's got too much estrogen.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's number one. Control your blood sugar. Yeah. Number
Boost
two.
Boost your testosterone exactly. and your estrogen.
Yep.
Exactly. Amen. Work out. Chew your food 50
yes.
times.
How many? 40, yeah, why would you do that?
30, 40, 50 times a bite. I mean, just wow, everybody just gobbles.
Do you know how hard that is to do for like a 10-year-old kid?
Yeah. Yep.
You'd but be like, hey, chew your food. I would be already out the door, like finish my chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't feed me chicken nuggets, by the way.
No, we didn't.
But it's really important. It does help decrease heartburn. It helps with your digestion. So chewing is really important. Next one is eat healthy fats. Why would we want to do that?
Well, because trans fats like hydrogenated oil shortening, those basically are plastic. It takes about 6 months to get that stuff out of your system to break it down because it is like plastic.
Mm.
So if you eat good fats, coconut oil, olive oil, MCT oil, all those things are going to be the foundation for all your hormones. And every cell has a fat membrane around it. So you want good, healthy fats, not bad fats.
But I thought fat makes you fat. Or... Ooh. So some people do.
Nope. Mm. That's not the way it is. It's the high carbs that make you fat. And that whole myth that went into low fat, high carbohydrates is completely been disproven. And this is why we have so many people that are diabetics in this country. It's the number one growing disease.
Wow. Yep. That's crazy. So get your healthy fats in. That's important. All right. Next, you want to keep your acid, alkaline, pH levels balanced. Avoid chemicals. Avoid diet drinks, preservatives. Mm-hmm. So what's the deal with all this, this acid-alkaline balance?
Well, 7.0 is right there in the midline, and that's ideal. It's just that most of us are breathing in toxins. We're drinking acidic drinks, like diet drinks are so acidic, it's amazing. Mm. Tea and coffee are acidic. That's why we make our tea, organic coffee with alkaline water so it can help to balance it out and bring it closer to a 7.0. So it's just acid alkaline. I mean, what's the first thing you do if you're in chemistry class and you spill the acid on your hand? What do?
You'd put a base, right?
Well, the first thing you do is water.
Put water on it.
Water, quick. Yeah, you're screaming water. So you put your hand underneath the water, and then you would put a base on it. But you have to neutralize that acid quickly.
Mm.
So that's what we need to do.
Mm.
Next thing.
Take your supplements.
Yeah, take some supplements. I mean, we used to have 100 inches of topsoil in the United States. Now we're down to a 1-inch average of topsoil.
Whoa,
so
that's
our
crazy.
Foods are depleted of minerals. All the Roundup and all this stuff is just crazy. Try to take supplements, eat organic food.
So we're not getting as much nutrients from our food like we yes. used to because yeah. of the erosion of the topsoil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like reduced minerals.
Yeah. And there's just so many chemical toxins in our system and heavy metals that we're exposed to all the time. We just have to try to balance that out by taking good supplements. We do blood chemistry tests. We do IV nutrition. That's another way to get your supplements in.
Mm-hmm.
You can get IVs at our clinic and look out at the ocean. We have 4 IV chairs. You can look at the ocean while you get your IV.
It's pretty beautiful. That's pretty my beautiful. Office.
Yeah,
so. I love it.
Anyhow, what about, should we do a song?
Yeah, let's do a song.
All right.
Well, speaking of stress being one of the things that causes our bodies to not be able to heal, sometimes you just need to put on a little Bob Marley and just say, you know what? Don't worry about a thing.
Pure and true, singing, this is my message to you. not a thing.
Oh, Maria helping me out there. All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. Oh, I feel the stress leaving me right now.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go. Say you know goodbye. What?
We're gonna just step up to the table.
That was great. How fun.
Well, a lot of times when World Anthem is playing, they'll ask Dr. G Love to come up and sing that song. And
that's your favorite song to do, isn't it?
Well, it's the easiest one. I don't have to worry about forgetting lyrics.
That's true. Oh, it's just the best feeling of good summer day coming back from the beach. Just put that song on your car and you're just loving life.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that hour?
Golden hour. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with your music right now?
Doing over here, young Mo?
I am actually working on my first album.
What?
Very exciting stuff.
What did you say?
What did I say?
Really?
Yes. It's been a dream of mine forever, so I am in the process. It's been so fun. Chris Lazat is helping me out. Frank is helping me out. Cotinola, Mike Hunter. I got lots of good friends helping me out, so it's going to be good. We're going to get Tristan in there.
Hey, aren't you guys doing a gigs coming up?
Yeah, we are.
When is
April
that?
5th at Laguna Beach Brewery. Me and Mike Hunter and our band are going to be playing at 9:30.
Your buzzer didn't even know about this show. Why did you not tell me about it? I need to know these things. I have a schedule. I do things outside of this.
I am so sorry, Biltridge. Now you know.
April 5th.
April 5th.
April 5th,
and
Friday.
Is that Frankie Jr. going to play drums?
Yeah.
Frankie Cotinola Jr.?
Yep.
Who's Frankie Cotinola?
Yeah, who is Frank Cotinola?
Well, Frank Cotinola, the father of young Frankie Cotinola, they both go to our church. Frank is an amazing drummer. He plays all around town and all
Whistles
over the place.
He's of October, legendary.
Yeah, legendary.
Legend. Full ledge.
Full ledge. So it's going to be pretty fun. All right, to our next health tip. We talked about detoxing and cleansing. What's the importance of that?
Well, detoxing and cleansing is one of the most important things. It's the buildup of toxicity in our system. And if you want to see some really good, new, cutting-edge stuff, go to YouTube and look up Dr. Daniel Pompa, P-O-M-P-A, and True Cellular Detox. Maria, Lisa, and I are going to Nashville for a four-day research and training symposium. And we started taking these new supplements that actually help to get into the cell wall and actually detox the cell instead of just your liver or your intestines, that kind of thing. So it's really cool to see what's been happening, and miracles have just been happening. So you got to clean that body out.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing we talked about is just getting your exercise and stretching. Everybody knows that. Raya, what are you doing to exercise these days?
Tell us, Raya.
I've been helping a lot of people out with some personal training, showing them how to like move their body.
Wow.
Appropriately. What are, proper movement patterns and whatnot. I've been working out at The Well in North Laguna with Mr. Brian Wisely, helping him out over there.
And
alongside a lot of people and, showing them that there's a better way.
You're doing great. What's some of your training? You have some cool training.
I was trained by Paul Check in San Diego at the Check Institute. So I went with actually Dr. G over here a while ago and got trained as an exercise coach. And I like to do a lot of functional movement patterns, a lot of cross training for different sports. I train a couple of volleyball players, surfers and stuff. So I love seeing the sport, really thinking about it and what you can do to really strengthen the muscles that are going to allow you to function the best and balance out. Because we can create muscle imbalances with repetitive movement patterns over time. So helping to correct those movement patterns is really important for the overall like balance of the body and whatnot.
You think that's helped you at all, surf?
Oh, you could say that. Mm-hmm. You could say that. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've surfed a couple contests.
Maybe one.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two.
Maybe
like many, many more than
that. Well, it's just like any athlete, right? It's like, I mean, any professional athlete, they're doing so much work outside of just their sport to really get the most out of their body and like maximize their potential.
I mean, look at some of the great surfers that have come out of this town and how fit. I mean, look at Jeff Booth, look at Hans Hagen.
Yeah, Jeff Booth is like, what is he, 45? And he's still in the final every single year. And he's still like the guy who's, basically every year he's still potentially going to win it regardless of, I mean, guarantee when he's 70, he'll still be competing in the pro division. I guarantee it. And he'll still be a force to be reckoned with.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Another thing we talked about is just improving your posture. Research shows that you know, 90% of the energy of our brain is used just to relate our bodies to gravity. A guy won a Nobel Prize for this, Dr. Roger Sperry, and he found that if you have a distortion of your posture, it's going to rob the energy of your body's ability to heal itself.
Hmm.
So 90% of the brain's energy is just used for us to sit and stand and walk and move.
Wow.
Right? Only 10% has to do with organ function and with thinking and your metabolism and healing.
Oh, looks like we got a caller.
All right.
Hello. Who we got on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Oh, Laura Hills. Pretty much the fourth sister of the Arthur family.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my gosh, Laura, I just called you Laura Hills because it's so ingrained in my mind, but you're Laura Mack now.
I am. I'm a married woman.
You're a married
woman. I'm to Mack.
Yeah.
Once again.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're calling in. How are you doing?
I'm great. I made it by the, how many, 15 more minutes left.
You made it. Wow.
Laura, how many dollars are you about to throw down to KX93.5?
Let's get right down to it.
Oh, all I got. I'm just emptying out my bank.
Wow. You're so generous.
Setting a standard.
What have you guys been talking about?
Oh, girl, we have been...
Covered
all the bases, pretty much. It's been it's been quite a show. We've been having lots of fun. I mean, when you have Dr. Gary and Ryan in the same room, you know you're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add Mo in there.
And she's spontaneous and fun.
She's a spicy enchilada.
Spontaneous and free
spirit. Organic. A spicy organic enchilada.
So organic. Has to be.
Oh, yes.
Have you guys? I have a question.
Oh, okay. Ask, please.
I have a question. It's health related.
Oh, we would love to hear your health related question.
Because I hear you guys have your health in balance.
We do. We do. Mm-hmm.
I guess Dr. Gary, you could answer. I don't know if you've touched on this yet, but I have a question about intermittent fasting.
Ooh, yep. Good question.
What's your question?
I've been doing it like the last 2 weeks or something, and I feel like it's affecting my mood.
Is that better or worse?
Normal. I mean, my husband can vouch. It's been worse.
It's been worse. Okay.
Sometimes.
This is a passing phase. Do you notice it? Okay. How are you doing your intermittent fasting? Are you starting the day without eating?
I start the day without eating, and I break it around, like, hopefully, like, a little bit after lunchtime.
Okay.
So like, 1, maybe.
Okay. And is he noticing you're more crabby in the morning or later on?
Later on.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
So let's talk about it real quick. Make sure you drink a lot of water when you get up and all the way through the morning. And with water, you can only really assimilate about 4 ounces every 20 minutes. So if you drink a 16-ouncer, you're going to pee most of it out. So try to have small amounts going through the morning. You can have black coffee or black tea along with it, mm-hmm. which will help kind of get you through some of that energetic thing that happens. And then make sure you start... Yeah. Your first meal with a high-fat meal, like a big thing of guacamole, something like that, and some protein sources and maybe some veggies. And this should be a passing trend. And the other thing I would suggest you do is next week when we get back, consider going on the like a 90-day challenge with the True Cellular Detox because what we do is there's a first phase of the body phase, the preparatory phase to prepare your body for detoxing. Mm-hmm. And then that's for a month. And then the next month is the body phase. And then the last month is the brain phase where you really start detoxing the brain. So, I wouldn't worry about it. Maybe eat a little bit sooner if you're starting to notice that maybe you should start eating maybe at 10 and go with a higher fat meal and then go more keto for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Wonderful. Some good advice from
Dr.
G.
We're going to start a song, and he'll be able to take your donation. Thanks so much, Lur.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. Okay.
And as we start this next song, it's called Farther Along. And if you are out there and you're wrestling with some health challenge or area of pain, this song is a good reminder that, you know, we go through things in life. We don't always understand them, but farther along we will. So hopefully this gives you some hope and courage in the midst of whatever you're going through.
Thank you.
farther along where I know all about it, farther along where I understand why. So cheer up, my brothers, live in the sunshine. We'll understand this all by and by. Tempted and tried, I wonder why the good man dies, bad man thrives, and Jesus cries, 'cause he loves them both. We're all castaways in the on by the last threads of our hope, in a house, a mirror full of smoke, confusing illusions I've seen. But where did I go wrong? I sang along to every chorus of the song that the devil wrote, like a piper at the gate, leading by some men down to their fate. Some will courageously escape the seductive voice with the heart of faith, while walking the line back home. There's so much more
you guys. Welcome back to the KX93.5 Takeover. My name is Raya Arthur. I'm joined with my sister Maria Arthur and my padre, Dr. Gary Arthur, also known as Dr. G-Love, because he is a man of much love and peace. And that was Josh Gales, one of our favorite artists. If you were to pop by our house at any time, given time, you have a very high chance of hearing Josh Gales playing.
Very true.
Very true. And people make fun of us for it, but you know, it makes us feel great and our souls are warm.
Yes.
His lyrics.
We want to take a second to just thank all the people who've gone ahead and contributed and donated to KX93.5 during our hour here. We had Brian Wisely.
Whoop.
Woohoo. Jamie Glazer.
Yeah,
Dave Rubel. Victor Assad.
Yeah, Vic.
Lara Mack. And Kevin Carr. So we want to thank you all
thank
for
you.
Being involved. And if you still want to call in and make a donation, we have a few more minutes. You can call 949-715-5936. Or go to our website. There's a place where you can click on the announcement bar up at the top of our website, and it'll link you to where you can donate. Healthinbalance.com. So I want to make a quick announcement before we end with one of Dr. Gary's inspiring stories. We have a really amazing event coming up on April 8th. It's a Monday night in a couple weeks at 6 p.m. We are doing a 7 Steps to Relieve Neck and Back Pain workshop. So if you or someone you love and know has neck or back pain or sciatica or something that they're working through, and you just want some practical, tangible steps for what can you do at home, what can you do throughout What can you just implement into your lifestyle to help you relieve pain? This is the workshop you want to come to. We're going to have dinner. We're going to do some interactive stretching that
Free
you can
dinner?
Learn. Free dinner.
What?
So it's going to be really amazing. So you can go to our website, check out our events page there. You can sign up April 8th, 6 p.m. Come join us. It's going
to
be
awesome. Space is limited, so first come, first serve. Love to see everybody there.
Yep. Amen. All right. So, Dr. Gary, we want to end with you sharing a really inspiring story from one of your patients that you've seen just turn their health around and, get healed. So let's hear from you.
Well, there's been so many great athletes I've had a chance to help get into the Olympics and win gold medals and all kinds of stuff like that. But the thing that I'm probably one of the most touching stories was a little lady who said I could tell her story and tell her name. Her name was Christine Higdon. And she came to me, and I was washing my hands getting ready for the next patient, and I heard this woman coughing, and she held a hanky up to her mouth and pulled it away, and it was bloody. I was like, oh boy, okay, she's 86 years old, and this isn't good. So I sat down next to her, and in kind of a parental way, I kind of tapped her leg, and I said, Mrs. Higdon, I think you need to get to the hospital. She squinted her eyes, stared me down, and she goes, listen here, Dr. Arthur, I've been in and out of the hospital for the last 2 years. They've given me every damn drug they got and nothing's helping. And the only reason I'm sitting in your lobby is because my son said you help people get well where they can't get well other places. So if you're not going to take me back there and try to see if you can help me out, then I'm going to leave right now. I said, okay, Mrs. Hinden, okay, follow me, please come on down. So using natural medicine and applied kinesiology, I went through the four-system approach. I explained that the body should be healing. So the first thing I did is I went to the structural component, and since the brain generates the energy that keeps us healthy, like we talked about already, I went down to the C7, T1 vertebrae, and I felt them, and they were really tender. Later on, we took an x-ray, found that the vertebra was rotated way over to the side, and it was actually she had some sensory loss and some motor weakness and some reflexes that were abnormal. So I go, okay, well, there may be a structural component to the lungs. Next, I went to the acupuncture points that go to the lungs. Found that there were some imbalances there. So now I've got 2 out of 2. Next, I took the sample, and I said, what meds have you been on? She goes, I've been on all kinds of antibiotics and doing some different testing and evaluations. I've thought that there may be a chance that if we did a sample of the lungs and figured that out, I found that she responded to different herbs that are usually used for viruses and yeast and fungus, and maybe she had a resistive form of bacteria. So I found those things. And the last thing I said, now, you said this has been going on for 2 years. What's been going on? What happened 2 years ago? And then she started to cry. And in Chinese medicine, the lungs harbor grief and sadness and yearning and anguish. And I said, it's okay, what happened? She goes, well, my husband of 67 years passed away. So all those emotions, of course, would be there. So now I got a 4 out of 4. And I had her come back the next day. I explained her case to her, and she said, do you think you can help me? I said, yes, I can. I said, but I will tell you, I hesitate to take your case on. And she said, why would you hesitate? I said, well, unless you're really committed to follow through, this is going to be a tough one to fix. I said, you're going to have to get off your chocolate. You can't drink wine anymore. You're going to have to take these supplements. We're going to have to start seeing you 3 times a week for the first month or so. And we've got a lot of different types of treatments, different things to do to start decreasing the stress in those systems and see how it goes. She goes, well, how much is that going to cost? I said, well, this is what it is. And she goes, that's really expensive. I said, I know. She says, okay, I'll do it. Well, 6 weeks later, she was all well. So, wow. Just a little story like that. And we were just going to end off with a song about living at the ocean and doing stand-up paddling and signing off. And we look forward to seeing you. We have the workshop coming up. And
April 8th at 6 p.m.
And anybody can call anytime and just come in for a courtesy consultation.
And we were going through the health tips. And there's 12 health tips that he's combined and distilled over 30 years of being in this business. So if you're curious about what the rest of them say, you can go on to healthandbalance.com and download them for free. Little gift for you guys to give you some practical steps towards a better life of health and healing. So
and
that's it for us.
Yeah, and we do. We want to invite you in. Dr. Gary is always willing to meet with anyone, listen to their health goals, and see where you want to go. So we're here for you, and thank you for joining us on this hour for Health and Balance. We love you guys, and continue to support KX 93.5.
All right, much love.